The brain never truly rests, even during sleep. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a study that offers some clues about what the brain is so busy doing.
Lots of studies have shown that even when we're sleeping or daydreaming, the brain stays very active. But Yosef Parvizi, a neurologist at Stanford, wanted more details.
We wanted to know exactly what's going on during rest and whether or not it reflects what went on during the daytime when the patient was, or the subject, was not actively resting.
So he and a team of researchers studied people awaiting surgery for epilepsy. These people spent several days with electrodes in their brains to help locate the source of their seizures. That meant Parvizi's team was able to monitor the activity of small groups of brain cells in real time. First, the team studied the volunteers while they were awake and answering simple questions like, "Did you drive to work last week?"
In order to answer yes or no, you retrieve a lot of facts, you retrieve a lot of visualized memories, and so on and so on. And this is what we call episodic memories, so memories of episodes in your life.
As expected, there was activity in two widely separated brain areas known to be involved in episodic memories. And the activity was highly coordinated, suggesting the areas were working together to answer the questions. Next, Parvizi says the volunteers were allowed to rest and even go to sleep, while the researchers continued to monitor signals from the two brain areas.
What we found was that the same nerve cells that were activated to retrieve memories, they have very coordinated pattern of noise.
Even during sleep, the two brain areas looked like they were still working together.
There is something that's going on in a very structured manner during rest and during sleep. And that will, of course, require energy consumption.
Parvizi says the brain may be working to maintain the relationship between areas that have cooperated recently and may need to again. And this would help explain why the brain, unlike the body, consumes a lot of energy whether or not it has a specific job to do.
Any brain is designed in such a way that it's using a lot of energy at what we call a resting state. So it's not really a resting brain.
The new study appears in the journal Neuron. John Hamilton, NPR News.